Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 29th of April. And in the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the book of 1 John. The sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. We're up to chapter 4, verse 14. It reads, "And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world." What a great summary of the whole Gospel, of the whole New Testament. The verb to witness, as he is translated in the NIV, testify, it can also be witness, it occurs also in chapter 1, verse 2. "The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us." So he's repeating himself here in chapter 4 in a way. In fact, in chapter 5, there are four references to the idea of testifying and witnessing. And the noun witness is found six times in chapter 5. Witnessing, what he has seen and testifying to it, is a big deal to John, because the false teachers that are disturbing the church he's writing to are saying that Jesus was other than the kind of Jesus that they accepted. They accepted a Jesus who is deity, who is the Son of God, God in the flesh, and the false teachers are saying that's not quite right. But John knew, because he was there, he saw it, he witnessed it, he had proclaimed it to them before they had accepted it, and he's now reminding them of this, of what he has seen and what he's testifying to. We get very excited sometimes, I think, when we witness things that mean a lot to us. Of course, today is the day of the royal wedding, of William and Kate being married. And people have queued up for not only hours, but in fact days. Some have travelled a very long way to witness this event. One report comes from a woman called Tina, who'd flown all the way from Melbourne, Australia, 30 hours of flying. She said, "This is number one on my bucket list, the things I want to do before I die. As a child, I remember watching films of people waving flags outside the palace, and I said to myself, one day I'll do that, and here I am, fulfilling a dream, and I'll be waving my flag like mad." Perhaps she's a little mad, but I love that enthusiasm. John feels even more enthusiasm for something far more significant than just a royal wedding, because he knows that God sent Jesus to be the Saviour of the world. God wants all people to be saved, 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. God wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. It reminds me of John chapter 4, verse 42. After Jesus has talked to the Samaritan woman and she's gone back to the village and she's brought these villagers out to hear Jesus and they hear him teach, they say to the woman in chapter 4, verse 42, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Saviour of the world." What the woman knew, she didn't know everything, but she shared at least that. And what John knew, he shared with this congregation again. It was what he knew about a person, they knew that he knew, that made his testimony both valid and persuasive. And this is true for a Christian today as well. There's nothing so exciting for a Christian than to share their testimony. Every time I get an opportunity to tell somebody about what God has done and how God made his presence real in my life and how he reached out to me and how I searched and found him, I get thoroughly excited and strengthened in my faith. When was the last time that you did that? Not just invited someone to church or told someone a bit about faith, but told them how you became a Christian. Might there be even an opportunity to do that today? Perhaps we should pray for those opportunities. John was excited to share about what he had seen, about his testimony. Let's be excited to share it as well. We'll go on and look at verse 15 tomorrow. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can look at our website, nwlcc.org, and you can contact me from there. Until the next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.